22. Then came the day of the unleavened bread, on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. So Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and prepare the Passover meal for us, that we may eat it." And they asked him, "Where do you want us to make preparations for this?" "Listen," he said to them, "when you have entered a city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him into the house he enters, and say to the owner of this house, 'The teacher asks you, where is the guest room? Where may I eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will then show you a large room upstairs, already furnished, making preparations for us there." So they went and they found everything as Jesus had told them, and they prepared the Passover meal. When the hour came, Jesus took his place at the table, and his apostles were all with him. He said to them, "I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." Then he took the cup, and after giving thanks, he said, "Take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I tell you that from now on, I will not drink the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." Then he took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to him, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And he did the same with the cup after supper. He said, "This cup that is poured out for you is the new covenant in my blood." The gospel of our Lord. Well, today we're coming full circle in our faith formation, in our faith and film series. 6 weeks ago, we began right here. We began right here at the font, reminding that we are claimed with something more significant than the letters A-N-D-Y written on our foot, but the cross on our forehead. With that cross, we are claimed with the promise of being blessed and beloved children of God. The next week, we stayed here at the font and heard words of remember who and whose we are and how we're sent into the kingdom to be who God has created us to be. Today, we're back to that word, remember. But today, the words are remember me. Let's take a look at our first clip. Coco, a movie about a young boy named Miguel and his family are in Mexico, preparing and celebrating the Day of the Dead, or All Saints, remembering those that have died. Miguel loves music, but his family has banned music from their lives for generations, ever since his great-grandfather left his great-grandmother and his daughter to pursue a career in music. Now, Miguel's love for music is part of who he is and part of who he's been created to be. It just emanates from his soul. And this creates tension and conflict when the family finds him in the middle of the city playing a guitar. They break his guitar, and they inform him that it's time for him to start in the family business of shoemaking. And all of this happens right at this time of the festival of the Day of the Dead. So while searching for information about his grandfather, Miguel goes into the tomb of Mexico's favorite singer. And at that point, he's magically transformed into the world of the dead, which is the bridge to the world of the living on the Day of de Muertos. Along the way, Miguel encounters Hector, a kind musician who helps him along. Well, Hector too has a problem, for you see, the people in the land of the living, people living in the land of the dead only continue to exist when they are remembered by the living. And Hector's in danger of being forgotten. He's fading away. He has one last living relative that knows him, his daughter. And she is forgetting him in her old age. Now, eventually, Miguel, with Hector's help, is able to reconnect and reconcile with his family in both the land of the dead and the living world. And in the process, Hector is reconciled and remembered. Let's take a look at our second clip. Coco is a story about the power of memory and the power of love. It's an important lesson at any time. It's an important lesson that we hear and encounter every Sunday as we gather here around this table. Remember, there's a message from the Old Testament and the festival of Passover. Do you remember that remember message? After God had led Moses and God's people away from the bondage and slavery through the Passover, Moses says to the people, "Remember this day on which you came out of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, because the Lord has brought you out from there by the strength of the Lord's hand." He goes on to say that you will remember the Passover and you will remember the festival of unleavened bread, and you will do this, and it will serve as a sign on your hand and as a reminder on your forehead, so that the teaching of the Lord may be on your lips, for with a strong hand the Lord delivered you out of Egypt. And you shall keep this ordinance and remember from year to year. Now let's fast forward into the New Testament with the scripture we heard today, where Jesus, anxious to have the Passover meal with his disciples before his death, and he has words of remember for them as well. As they were gathered at the table, he took the bread, he gave thanks, and he broke it, and he said to them, "This is my body given for you. Do this." Why? And then he took the cup and he gave thanks and he gave it to his disciples saying, this cup is the new covenant of my blood shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this. We gather at the table. We gather as a worshiping community. We gather to receive the bread and the wine. We gather as we receive Jesus. And we remember. We come to the table to remember. We remember whose we are. We remember who we are. We remember that we are human and not perfect. We remember that we are in bondage to sin and need forgiveness. And as we remember, we come to the table to remember who God is. God is the one who delivers God's people. Even way back in the times of Exodus, God delivers and God saves God's people. Just as he did in the Exodus story, God saves and delivers God's people even today. But maybe, even more importantly than our remembering this, maybe it's important to remember that we have a God who remembers us. God remembers us from the beginning before creation was spoken into being. God remembers us before we were in our mother's wombs. God remembers us throughout our lives, our successes and our failures, the happy times, the sad times, the times of celebration and joy, and the times of mourning. God is a God who remembers us in our simultaneously existence of being saint and sinner, or sinner and saint. God remembers us by making us body, part of the body of Christ. God remembers us by putting us back together. God reminds us and God's own blessed and beloved children of God. So today, the tune of Remember Me reminds us that we are remembered. We will always be remembered, even when our ability to remember may fade. We are part of the family of God. Beloved, beloved, beloved. And as we gather at this table, we are fed by the body of Christ. Fed. We receive from the cup of the new covenant of Jesus' blood. Fed and forgiven for the forgiveness of our sins. But it's more than that, folks. We leave here fed and nourished. We leave here fed and nourished, remembering the part of the story of who God is and what God does. But we don't just leave here remembering. Because as we remember who we are, whose we are, and Jesus, we remember Jesus, life, death, resurrection. We remember all that God has done for us. Once again, God has saved and continues to save God's people. And then, do you remember what we say in the blessing? We send you out. Having been nourished, fed and nourished by the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, may you go now equipped, sent, and kept in God's amazing grace. So the remembering doesn't stop here. The remembering continues as we leave this building. As we go into our lives, we are called to remember whose and whose we are, who and who delivered us and saves us, and who is active and present in the world today. Jesus says to his disciples at the table and to his disciples today, "Remember me." Amen.